The revelation of Jesus Christ. And that word for revelation, that means to be revealed, to be made clear, to be unveiled, unmasked. Imagine being aboard a cruise ship. You're just starting to relax, and then somehow, suddenly, you recognize the fact that this ship is doomed to sink. As soon as it leaves port, something's going to happen. So what would you do? Obviously, you'd do anything you could to get off of that ship, because somehow you've gotten advance news, and you'd do something about it. I mean, if you think of a sinking ship, any particular ship come to mind? Well, perhaps you'd think of the Titanic, probably the most famous, world-known ship because of the tragedy that it went through. Traumatic, moving, heart-rending. And yet it holds a special spiritual lesson that's connected to Bible prophecy. Think of the Titanic for a moment. An amazing ship, technological wonder for its day. But it had a fatal flaw, at least one fatal flaw. It didn't have the capacity for the number of passengers to get into the lifeboats. It could hold 3,000 passengers plus the crew, but a little over 1,100 people could get into the lifeboats. If they could only have known ahead of time. There was no way that more than half of them could possibly be saved if the unthinkable would happen. So when it happened, few survived that terrible disaster. Now, there is a connection to Bible prophecy, because Bible prophecy tells us, like the Titanic, this world is a sinking ship. I mean, think of the world and this comparison that we can make to the Titanic. Technologically, where do we live? We lived in this beautiful world. It's advanced. There are so many conveniences, so many wonderful things that we can experience now. I mean, it is remarkable, the electronics that we have. And yet, here we are in our society, and we are just speeding headlong into uncharted waters. We are moving ahead at a rate that we're full throttle right into the darkness. And like the Titanic, most don't realize the disaster that can lie ahead. Few realize that things are going to sink. Because Bible prophecy tells us just that, that this age in the Bible points to the fact very clearly, this society can't last. It will founder. It will go down. Now you might say, well, how can you be so sure? God's word of prophecy. Prophecy tells us that very thing. In fact, when you read 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, it points to that very fact. It says, this world is passing away. It can't last. And it goes on, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So even though there may be these prophetic icebergs that lie ahead, there's hope. Prophecy gives us hope. It tells us things won't go on the way they are. But if you look at verse 8 in 1 John chapter 2, it says, the darkness is passing away. Yes, there's doom, there's gloom, there's tragic things that could lie ahead. But it says, the light is already shining. The true light is already shining. So there's even hope in Bible prophecy. And that's one reason why you need to understand prophecy. Because this world, this age, this society that we live in, and all its wonders, all the marvels, it's like the Titanic. In fact, I had an interesting experience one time. We visited a naval base. If you've ever been in a naval base, it's quite an experience to see these giant ships. And all of a sudden, there were these bells that were going off on this one ship. And then there were whistles, and they kept repeating and repeating. And over a period of time, they made announcements. And then we heard this final announcement that said, all ashore that are going ashore. All the point to the fact, you better get off that ship if you don't belong there. It's time to get off. And you know, it reminded me in that same way, Prophecy gives us those same warnings to get off this ship, to get off this sinking ship. And those warning signals, kind of like the bells and the whistles and the announcements, they're found right here in your Bible. And it's an amazing thing. It's not something that we can't figure out. It's not something that's overwhelming. Because Bible prophecy, it's not for scholars. It's not just for those that are learned or seminary students or pastors or teachers. It's for all of us. All of us can understand prophecy. In fact, there's an example in the Bible that points to a way that we can learn, that we can discover what God's telling us through His Word. And you can find it over in Acts chapter 8, verse 30. And here's a situation where a man was reading his Bible. He's reading a portion of the Bible. And as he's reading out loud, one of the disciples overheard him. And the disciple runs up to him, and he poses a question to the man. And here's what he says in Acts chapter 8, verse 30. He runs to him, and he says, "Do you understand what you're reading?" Now, this man that was reading the Bible looks at him and he says, "How can I unless someone guides me?" Well, see, he recognized this man understood Scripture. And he points out the very fact, "I need help. I need help in understanding." And so the disciple sits up beside him and they start to talk about that Scripture. And you know, we all need help. We all need help in understanding Scripture. In fact, we have a Bible study aid to help. Because who doesn't need some direction sometimes? And sometimes things can seem a little uncertain. So to understand our uncertain world, to understand what God is telling us through His Word, order our booklet, You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, because we don't have to be ignorant about those icebergs that may lie ahead. You can understand where this world is heading. And in fact, this study guide will do just like that example in the Bible, really help you to understand. So go online to beyondtoday.tv, call the number on your screen, and order your book. Get the help that you need. Because as you consider prophecy, we need to understand. We should understand. Even though some may look at the Bible and look at prophecy and think, it's just a puzzle to me, it doesn't have to be. But if you just look at one piece of a puzzle, just this one little piece, can't tell too much about it, can you? Not very clear what that might be. And so if you think of prophecy, all doom and gloom, catastrophic events, no, that's far from the truth. That just is not the case. There are many pieces to the puzzle. And many of the prophecies point to times you might not think of, times that are good times, times that are peaceful, times that are happy, times of restoration, times of family and togetherness, because prophecy is written for us today. And God wants you to understand. He wants all of us to understand. It's like getting that advance warning. It's like looking at the news of tomorrow today. It's kind of like history that's written in advance. And the Bible tells us that's the case. It doesn't have to be this mysterious puzzle. In Romans chapter 15, it tells us specifically about God's Word, and that, you know, it doesn't have to be this mysterious puzzle. So in Romans chapter 15, in verse 4, it says this, "Whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of Scripture, might have hope." So prophecy and this prophetic puzzle really points to the fact life doesn't have to be a puzzle. The future doesn't have to be this mystery. God's Word puts all those puzzle pieces together. And then the picture begins to come clear. And so when we recognize Bible prophecy and we begin to put those pieces together, we can have an understanding that whatever life may bring, whatever situations our families may face, God points to a bright future for what's going to happen in this world, a bright future for your family, a bright future for my family. These are some of the ladies in my family. And God wants us to put that puzzle together so things can be clear. And even though you might think of this book of the Bible that seems so difficult to understand, well, what book comes to mind when you consider that? Well, it might be that last one, that last book, Revelation. Oh, wow, that's too much, isn't it? No, not when you recognize the pieces that fit together. In fact, the very beginning of the book of Revelation says something amazing. Here's how it begins. The very beginning of Revelation is one of those things that points to the clarity of having that puzzle together. It starts out, verse 1, chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that word for revelation, that means to be revealed, to be made clear, to be unveiled, unmasked. And so it's supposed to be clear, to make known what God's purpose and His plan and His will and the things that are going to be happening, to make it clear. And in fact, it even says, just a verse later, verse 3, it says, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy. You are blessed for reading it. Blessed for striving to understand it. And then it says, and those that keep the things that are written in it. So there's this connection to understanding, this connection to doing in our life. And you know, when you understand, you recognize God's blessings. You recognize, even though my life seems out of control, even though our challenges, God is in control. God is in control. He knows what's going on. And I can put my trust, I can put my faith, I can put my confidence in Him because He supersedes, He intervenes, He guides world affairs when and as He wills. And when it comes to the big picture, He does that. And even when it comes to the smaller things, He does. We're reminded of that in the book of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 2, it discusses that very concept of how God is involved in our world. He knows what's going on. He understands, and He oversees all of it. So in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2, verse 20, we're reminded of that very fact. Daniel says, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells in Him. So when we're worried, when we're anxious, when we're fearful, can we look to God? Yeah, it eases our fears with what in the world's going on. But what's going on in my life? You see, it eases our personal lives as well, our personal world, recognizing God's in charge. And we can understand. He wants us to understand. So prophecy helps guide us to recognize these things that are happening in our world so we can interpret them. We can understand that event. We can understand that news report. And in that way, prophecy can be compared to watching the weather report. I mean, how many of you watch the Weather Channel? Yeah, it seems like we get hooked on the Weather Channel. And, of course, they're looking at the sky, they're looking at the clouds, they're looking at the barometric pressure and all the things that are going on, and they're predicting when the weather's going to change and how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen. Christ did that. In the book of Matthew, Christ made a connection between the weather and His plan and prophecy. So in the book of Matthew, here Christ talks about the weather. Matthew chapter 16 is where He rehearses this connection prophetically from the weather to what's happening in prophecy. So notice what He says about it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 2. Here's what Christ had to say. He says, when it's evening, you say, it'll be fair weather. So He's recognizing people know this. He says, the sky is red. Then He says, in the morning, it will be foul weather today. Why? Well, because the sky is red and threatening. So Christ makes this connection. And then He says, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. So there should be this connection that we understand, that our fascination with the weather, observing what's happening, looking at the clouds, the formations, It should all tell us something. It should all be a great reminder. Observe and analyze what's happening out in this world. Observe the signs of our times. Notice conditions in the world. Because like the weather, they can change almost instantly. And suddenly a storm blows up. And destructive storms can materialize and wipe out a community. And yet other times, the weatherman makes a prediction. This is going to happen. We're going to get 6 inches of snow, and then goes the other direction, and we get none of it. A storm can develop and just dissipate, goes away. Well, you know, Bible prophecy can be like that. And you might look at this and say, well, we've had false alarms before. Yeah, it may come up again. But when you recognize what Christ said, he said, you can be sure there's going to be a big storm at one point. It is on the horizon. Christ spoke of terrible storms. He talked about tribulation. He talked about earthquakes. He talked about wars in this world. He talked about pestilence. He talked about diseases. These things are coming. He predicted lawless society and persecuted Christians. And you don't have to be some expert meteorologist to figure that out. Even though we need help, he's telling us, if you can tell the weather, you can understand Bible prophecy. And it doesn't have to seem mystical, it doesn't have to seem unreal, it doesn't have to seem difficult. In fact, the Bible makes predictions more accurate than the Weather Channel. And when you look at the Bible and get the help you need to understand, you can make sense of it. You don't have to count on the weather forecast, because when you properly understand, it's clear, it's consistent, and it's reliable. So get our study aid. Call the number on your screen. Go to beyondtoday.tv. Download your copy so you can be a better predictor than that meteorologist on the Weather Channel. You can understand Bible prophecy because it's such a reminder for us that like the weather that changes, we need to be on alert. We need to be ready for whatever change may happen. And Christ talked about that very clearly. In Mark chapter 13, he gives us a threefold warning. In Mark chapter 13, here's what he says. Christ said, take heed, watch, pray, for you do not know when the time is. In other words, he's saying, be on guard. You better take your rain gear with you. It may not look like rain, but you better be ready. You better be ready. And so he's making this connection between those difficulties that are happening out in the world to being ready spiritually. I mean, are we spiritually ready, personally prepared, ready for the return of Christ, ready for this world and its system to be over, and watching events and connecting them to our personal spiritual health shows our readiness. And so in this sense, if we're just in it to try to figure out what's going on without being spiritually prepared, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Watching, being aware, and spiritual readiness, they go hand in hand. And even though you might not be able to foretell the exact day, we can understand the framework. We can understand the overview. We can understand trends that are going so that when we see it happen, oh yeah, we recognize it. We see it. And in fact, God tells us he's not going to leave us unaware. He's going to help us. In the book of Amos, Amos chapter 3, verse 7, it tells us that very thing, that the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to the prophets, to his servants. It tells us that very thing. So prophecy doesn't just leave us hanging. It gives us hope. And even though Christ spoke of dire difficulties, peace and hope and comfort, and even though it may look unclear, life may seem very difficult to sort out. Maybe your life looks a little bit like this. Maybe as you look out into the world, it looks like a mess. It's in disarray. It's confusion. There's just things going every different direction, like these threads on the back of a tapestry. And yet when God opens your mind, the world looks different. Your life looks different. It doesn't have to look like this jumbled mess of threads. Because if you're ready to have a better hope, a better future, a better grasp on life, stand in awe of God. Recognize Him supreme in your life, because with God, you can have an entirely different perspective. It will turn your life around. When we put God first, It's a whole different view. When we turn to God, you turn the tapestry over and the picture comes clear. When we look to Him in repentance, we seek His will in our life, that jumbled mess comes clear and it makes sense. It makes sense today, it makes sense. So if life is fuzzy, life seems a little confused, get out your Bible. Ask for God's direction in your life. If you need help, order our Bible study aid. You can understand Bible prophecy. BeyondToday.tv or the number on your screen, you call it. Because we can recognize that prophecy not only deals with the world and its conditions and the nations, but it also deals with my life. And our study aid and the Word of God will help you to have personal guidance from God. So read His Word. And as we read it, it should move us. It should move us not just to know about God, not just to understand some event, or when Christ will return, I could figure it out exactly, or I could figure out what this beast is, or 666, or I understand exactly everything about the two witnesses. Wait a second. Is that the purpose of prophecy, just to try to understand those things? Or is there more? It's about who we are. It's about our relationship with God. The Apostle Peter talked about that very fact. He talked about the challenges that this world will face. He talked about the time that things will be different, when this world will have to face the consequences that it's brought upon itself. And the conclusion he came to is absolutely amazing. Here's what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Peter said, "The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works in it will be burned up." And of course, you think of prophecy, though, the dire doom and gloom, the predictions of tribulation and disease. Yeah, that all comes to mind when you read what Peter wrote there. All right, is just knowing those things good enough? Or should we do something about it? You see, that's what Peter says. Next sentence. We know these things are going to happen. We can watch. We can understand. We see the storm clouds on the horizon. We see that iceberg out there. So then Peter says, "Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?" You see, prophecy should move us, not to figure out dates and times or how we can save our own skin, but it should move us to a life of love, a love toward God, a love toward our neighbor, a life of service, motivated and moved to do right. In fact, just a couple of verses before this, in chapter 1, Peter says something I think so critical to this. He says, "We have the prophetic word confirmed." God's blessed us with His word. He's given it to us. He says, "Don't just let it sit there. This is like a light that shines in a dark place." And this world is a dark place, but God's telling us, don't let your life be a dark place. Look to His word, because prophecy is completely reliable. Pay attention to it. I mean, even though prophecy shows this world, it's rough out there. It is rough out there. But God tells us prophecy can be like the day that dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. And so it points to that very fact. When we understand that prophetic framework, not only for what's happening in the world, but what's happening in my life, then I can make the choices to submit my life to God, to choose to follow His word, to understand what His plan and what His purpose is. If we don't understand what God's plan is, how can we fulfill our purpose in life? You see, when we recognize the truth of God, we recognize more than just what will Iran do, what will Korea do. You see, God puts that in perspective, and we recognize that very fact, that God does have a purpose and a plan, and this world, this system that man has devised, cannot last. It is going down. But we don't have to go down with it. We can make the choices to draw close to God. And so when we think about that, our life, our personal life, doesn't have to be a storm. It doesn't have to be cloudy and dark and dire in our own personal life because we can draw close to God. It doesn't have to be a puzzle. Our life isn't one that we have to live in anxiety and fear and worry about what's going to happen to me personally. Because as I submit to God, I draw near to Him. And while prophecy helps me to understand world events, it also tells us God's in charge. God's in charge so that no matter what happens, He can protect us. He can guide us. He can lead us. In fact, He's got a perfect time. Perfect timing for everything. And He knows what's best. He knows what's best. And so when we recognize His word, we certainly can understand there is reason for hope. It's not all doom and gloom. And we can understand. In fact, God wants to reveal His word and His will and His way in your life. That's what He wants. He wants the best for every single one of us. He also reminded Peter to tell us. He wants all of us to have life. He wants us all to come to repentance. He wants us all to navigate these storms of life so that we can come through to the light. We can be a part of His family in His kingdom. And no matter what life may bring, we will be spiritually ready. So can we take comfort in that? Can we take it? Absolutely. God wants us to have a confidence. He wants us to take courage because we can look to Him and recognize His promise and His plan for the future are undeniable. When we recognize the power of the Word of God and we make those changes in our life to put Him first, when we recognize the power of the Word of God, we can make sense of life because you can understand Bible prophecy.
Please call for the booklet offered on today's program, You Can Understand Bible Prophecy. Prophecy is God's inspired revelation to mankind. God shows us who He is and how He has an amazing plan for all people. It shouldn't be a mystery. This free study aid will help you see the true magnitude of prophecy as it places the past, present, and future into clear perspective. Order now. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or write to the address shown on your screen. When you order this free study aid, we'll also send you a complimentary one-year subscription to our Beyond Today magazine. The Beyond Today magazine brings you understanding of today's world and hope for the future. Six times a year, you'll read about current world events in light of Bible prophecy, as well as practical knowledge to improve your marriage and family. Call today to receive your free booklet, You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, and your free one-year subscription to Beyond Today magazine. 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv.